Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tantalizing Nature Stories by Nicole. I'm your host, Nicole, and all stories are written by myself. Fans can contribute to the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. Also, join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature for updates and to talk. Now, today's story is kind of neat because it is a rewrite of A Case Too Hot to Handle, which I wrote about, I think, 3 years ago. So it shows how my writing has grown over the years. So here goes the rewrite to A Case Too Hot to Handle. "Julia, Julia," a voice came into focus. What? I replied, I've been lost in my own thoughts and hadn't heard a word my best friend Amber had been saying. We had been friends since elementary school. I could remember the first time we met just like it was yesterday. I don't remember what I was doing, but I do remember her telling the teacher on me for something bad I was doing. I had been such a quiet and good kid. The teacher didn't believe her, and she actually got in trouble for lying about me. It took till the end of the year, but we became inseparable. I was saying, you need to get the fuck out. All you do is work. What kind of life is that? Like, how long has it been since you got laid? Amber asked. I had to think about it. It had been a long time. It had been with some random guy from the bar. We were both pretty wasted. I didn't remember the whole act. I do remember his dick was so small that I wanted to leave after seeing it. Of course, I wasn't going to be that mean. I knew that could really affect a man. I mean, it's not the end of the world to have a small dick. There are plenty of women that don't really care about the size, and sometimes don't care about having sex at all. I had a friend that would tell me she would rather read a good book than have sex. 7 months, I think. I finally replied to her probing question. Girl, are you fucking serious? She just about screamed. Ugh, I know, I'm pathetic. Pretty soon, I'll be a born-again virgin. I laughed. I didn't mean to wait this long. I had been so busy that time had just flown. Oh my God, you are going to get cobwebs down there if you don't get some, Amber joked. I bet your pussy is so tight that when you do get fucked, the guy is not going to be able to last long. Stop, you're making me horny. What can I do? I have this big case that's going to trial, and that's all I have time for. Have you thought about fucking one of the guys at your firm? Amber asked. I hadn't really given it much thought because it wasn't very professional to be sleeping with your colleagues, especially if you were focused on climbing the corporate ladder. Even more so, being a woman. Men would be seen as an alpha for sleeping around, while a woman would be branded as loose. That was fun to play with, but not the type that gets promoted. My mind started turning. There was this one guy at work that was extremely good looking. He worked down in the mailroom and was very ambitious. Well, there is this young guy in the mailroom. I wouldn't mind him giving it to me, I replied. Oh my God, do it. You know you need it. You never know. Maybe it will become a steady thing. She was right. It had been way too long since I had been pounded out. I had been so exhausted every night that I hadn't even masturbated in a long time. My body was really pent up with sexual frustration. After Amber left, I laid in bed thinking about our conversation. Could I really have random sex with one of the guys in my office? The thought of getting nasty with a young, hot guy at the office started turning me on. I could feel myself getting wet and my pussy was pulsing hard. I slid my hand down my flat stomach, feeling my soft skin. I continued down under my panties to my swollen clit. I closed my eyes and imagined meeting that hunky guy from the mailroom in some back supply closet. I envisioned him on his knees with my skirt scrunched up around my waist. My panties were down around one of my ankles and his head was buried in my wet pussy. I slowly began to circle my clit with my fingertips, around and around. My orgasm came surprisingly fast and hard. I cried out, moaning as I felt the intense pulsing inside. I lay there, not able to move for a few minutes. My body was so sensitive and relaxed. I drifted off to sleep with a smile on my face. My dreams continued, my fantasy of being fucked by the hot young guy at work. The next day at work, my body was hot and my pussy was actually pulsing and wet. As usual, though, today was going to be a long day. There was an important brief due in a couple of days and it had to be perfect. It was hard to concentrate with my body on fire. All I could think about was my pussy being eaten and fucked long and hard by a nice, thick cock. I could feel the heat between my legs. I wanted it so bad that every time I moved, the friction excited my body. It was getting late. I wish I could find someone to take care of this heat growing inside of me with every movement I made. I was becoming so wet, I thought I might actually leave a wet spot on my seat. Maybe I should just slip into the bathroom and take care of myself, I thought. There wasn't anyone else on this floor, so maybe I could just slip my hand up my skirt and slide my finger inside right here at the conference room table. Fingering myself in the bathroom wasn't that inviting, so I took a look around to make sure I was alone. At 1 in the morning, I wasn't really worried about anybody discovering what I was doing. The possibility of being discovered, though, contributed to my excitement. I slid my pencil skirt up to my waist, giving me access to my soaking wet panties. I pulled them aside and bit my lip as I ran the tip of my finger around my engorged and very sensitive clit. I could feel my taut nipples begging to be set free and caressed. Oh, forgetting where I was, I pulled a breast out of my top, squeezing the nipple as I started sliding my finger in and out of my wet, tight pussy. I don't know what happened, but it seems that talking to my best friend yesterday has released my pent-up sexual frustration. The crazy thing is, I wasn't even aware I was frustrated. I could feel myself getting closer to exploding, but just couldn't make myself orgasm. I was so close, but for some reason, my body was holding back. I was so frustrated, I was about to give up when I heard a man's moan. "Let me help you." I heard him say in a very husky and sexy voice. Opening my eyes, I was shocked and embarrassed. I couldn't believe my eyes. There stood Tom, the very sexy and ambitious young guy from the mailroom who I had just talked about with my best friend. I was in such a state of shock, I didn't even move to cover myself. I knew this was a possibility, that I could be caught satisfying myself, which was a big part of the excitement, but I never imagined it would actually happen. I could be fired for pleasuring myself at work, which sent me into full panic, until I realized what he had said. He was interested in joining me. And this is exactly what I said I wanted. I started to relax and my body went right back to being on fire. He walked over and kneeled between my legs. He looked up with his face inches from my wet opening. I could tell he wanted to taste my pussy. There was a surge of heat between my legs. I was so close to coming. I wanted it so bad. I gave him a nod, letting him know he was free to eat me. He grinned, reached up, and pulled my panties aside. He took a few seconds to take in my wet pink pussy. He spread my lips and hole, which drove me crazy. He lowered his mouth to suck my clit. As soon as his mouth closed over my sensitive nub, I felt my body finally release. I cried out and held his head to my quivering pussy. My legs were wrapped around his shoulders. I came so hard. My juices were squirting into his mouth. As my body started calming, he slid a finger inside, sending me right back over the edge. He pumped his finger in me until my moans subsided, and he had licked up every bit of my pussy juices. He stood up and started undoing his pants. He didn't have to tell me what he wanted. I knew. His cock was rock hard and sprang out when he released it from his pants. I was pleasantly surprised to see he had a nice, thick, meaty cock. I lowered myself down to my knees and took him in both of my hands. I slid just the head into my mouth. I swirled my tongue around the head and sucked lightly. I slowly applied more pressure with my mouth. His moans were so husky and sexy. Everything about him was driving me crazy. I looked up at him as I ran my tongue up and down the sides of his cock. By the time I made it back to the head, there was pre-cum escaping. I licked it up before I put as much of his cock back into my mouth as I could. I wanted him to really remember this encounter, so I was giving him my all. I deep-throated him and gagged a few times, but I didn't stop. I really enjoyed how he was watching me suck and gag on him. Spit was dripping out of my mouth onto the floor with a dripping sound. My jaw was starting to go numb when he pulled back. I stood up and wiped the spit from my mouth. I moved over the documents on the conference table that I'd been working on. I didn't care one bit that it was going to take me hours to put everything back again. I just wanted his cock inside me, and I didn't care about anything else. He laid me back on the table. My legs were spread wide where I could feel the air on my wet pussy. He lowered his head and sucked on my swollen clit until I was bucking my hips. I felt the air again as he stood and replaced his lips with his thick, hard cock. As soon as the head crested my tight hole, I exploded. My juices ran out onto his cock, helping him slide it more into my tightness. Feeling my pussy stretch over him increased my orgasm. You have such a tight pussy. Yeah, you like it? Fuck it hard then, I answered. Oh god, he felt so good and so big. I hadn't realized how much I needed this until now. There was no way I was ever going to go without getting dick for this long again. He began thrusting his cock inside me. It took him a few thrusts to fit it all in. It felt like he was jackhammering my pussy. It was a little painful, but I was enjoying every second and thrust. I enjoyed feeling my breast bouncing as he pounded me out. My body began climbing again. My muffled cries became louder and louder. His thrusts became harder and deeper, slamming the back of my pussy. The waves hit me hard over and over. I clawed at the table, barely able to handle the intensity. He gave one last jarring slam into me before releasing his hot, milky seed into my sopping, wet, and pulsing pussy. feeling his cock pulse and expand increased my pleasure. I laid back, feeling every pulse of his cock until it softened. After a minute, he pulled out, releasing a gush of white liquid from my swollen pussy. I lay on top of the table, unable to move. My legs were so weak, and I wanted to feel every bit of my orgasm. After a few minutes, I finally got up and got dressed. We straightened up the conference room. We were both more than ready to go home and get some sleep. We said goodbye, and I drove home happier than I had been in months. I replayed everything we had done and everything he had made me feel as I drove. I had a feeling I was going to be feeling this more often from now on. Well, thank you for listening to Tantalizing Nature Stories by Nicole. Remember, I'm your host, and all stories are written by myself. Fans can contribute to the show with a monthly subscription, starting as low as $3 a month with no commitment, and a link can be found in the description. Also, join me on Facebook.com/tantalizingnature for exclusive updates and to communicate. I love communicating with my fans. And lastly, I just wanted to apologize for not having a story up the last couple weeks. I happened to move 800 miles from down south to upstate New York, and it took a little while to get settled, but things are settled down now, and you can expect stories to be coming out regularly again. Thank you all so much. And I can't wait until next week. We'll have a great story then. Good night, all. Thank you. Oh, and also, if you join the Facebook, give me some ideas of some stories you'd like to hear.